This week on the Commander Clash podcast, we're playing What's That Magic Card?
What's That Magic Card?
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Commander Clash podcast, where the Commander Clash crew talks all things Commander. And this week, we have a fun one. We're doing a little game show episode, and we're playing our first ever game of What's That Magic Card, which hopefully will be pretty intuitive once we get into this. And joining me, we got two teams today. So on one side, we have the team of Phil and Krim. How's it going, guys?
Hey, all.
Great. I'm eating nuts. These nuts.
Are
great.
The goblin.
He's goblin.
I know the mind goblin off of me.
Got to get that protein, yeah.
I am that mind goblin. So yeah,
You are the mind goblin.
Great stuff.
And then on the other side, we have the team of Tomer and Morgan. How's it going today, guys?
I'd like to formally apologize to Tomer ahead of time. I thought this was going to be a free-for-all. So much of my head knowledge of magic is like, oh, I know it's from this set, it costs this much mana, and it does this. And I scry false search for it. So we're doomed.
I also didn't sleep last night, so if I do poorly, which I will.
Excuses.
That means you're locked in.
They coming up with excuses.
Yeah, I'm locked in.
You're still
I've entered the matrix on this one, so yeah.
Hey, maybe it'll be better. Maybe you'll guess even better. So the way this works is super...
goldfish memory.
The super quick breakdown of this game is we got a bunch of magic cards. We got a bunch of clues that the teams will get to try to guide them to the magic card. And the team's goal is going to be to guess the proper magic card in the least amount of clues possible. We just go back and forth until one of the team gets the clues. But before we get into the game, a reminder that today's show is brought to you by Foil Armor. Do you have problems with your foils, Curly? Well, Foil Armor is the ultimate solution for flattening your foils. It's a two-way humidity pack that you simply put inside an airtight container with your cards, and Foil Armor will absorb and release moisture, making your cards completely flat. Put it back in your storage box to keep your cards flat forever, and you can head over to foilarmor.com and use the code MTGGoldfish to get 15% off. Today's show is also brought to you by Card Conduit, the easiest way to sell your magic cards. If you ever get tired of the hassles of buy listing, you can skip them with Card Conduit. You can use their curated service where you send in as many cards as you want with a buy list value of $1 or more and pay just a 5% service fee. And if you want to do a bit of work, you can use their sorted service where you list and sort your cards in advance and pay just a 2% fee. Either way, you're going to get a detailed report with the results and a fast pin once your order is processed. And you can even get another 10% off by heading over to cardconduit.com/mtggoldfish. Card Conduit, it's the easiest way to sell your magic cards. So thank you to our sponsors for supporting the show. And now it's time for the comment of the week. So we recently talked about the best green card draw, and our top comment comes from Quanger12, who says, in quotes, what's the first card you'd recommend a new player to buy? In quotes, the Great Henge. Sure, I'll have my butler get right on that. I mean, the card is really good, but yes, it is also very expensive. So
this is what happens when you don't have the budget brewer on it. Everybody's like, wow. Oh, how much could it be?
$10.
Some change.
What could it be? $50?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
All right, let's see if we can figure out what the magic card is. So we're going to start with card number one. So here's the way a round works. We go back and forth. We're going to start with team Krim and Phil. So you'll get the first clue.
Team Mind Goblin.
Team Mind Goblin. Oh, yes. And that first Sorry, team, Phil. These nuts. Yes. That'll be our team.
No!
And then,
fine,
and then
we'll
we have.
That's fine.
And then we have. So we do the first clue. You guys can make a guess based on that clue. And then I'll go to the other team. They'll get a clue. They can either guess right away if they think they know it, or get a clue and it just goes back and forth to one of you get it. So are you ready? Do you understand what we're doing today? Are you ready for the first card of What's That Magic Card?
Hell yeah.
There's mud.
What is this magic
Going
card?
Going fast is not we're, good, right? Know that I think
yeah,
about
no,
it.
No, it's really bad.
Totally. I mean, unless you're really good at magic.
It's good if
knowledge.
You get it right away. So I'm going to unveil our
I'm
first
bad
clue
at
here.
Ever,
so.
Unveil?
Oh, unveil. Oh, oh. Our first clue will be unveiled. It's a counter spell. It's a counter spell. Krim, right in your wheelhouse.
You
this one's
this.
For you, Krim. That's all you know. It's a counter spell. You guys can talk among yourselves and make a guess.
Wait, so if
okay,
we make
so,
a guess, we're
So you're
we're
gonna
like...
make a guess each clue, and then it'll go back and forth. So you get to make one guess each time a new clue is revealed, basically.
If
can
you're
I
wrong, we
you?
Just know.
If you're
that
wrong,
it's not gonna
then
be that
we
card.
Know it's not that, and it'll go to the other team and it just goes back and forth.
Now, can I ask you, like,
for you can clarity ask me something. I don't know if I'll. You can ask me for clarity. Whether or not I will answer is another
give
question.
Him more
but you can ask me whatever
score,
you want.
All right, so it is a counter spell. Does this mean that on the card it says counter target spell? This does not count as like, oh, one of those things where it exiles it off the stack.
It is a card that says counter target spell.
Okay.
Okay, so Niotuk made these. His card knowledge is incredibly deep.
Yes.
But it should all be commander cards.
Oh, yes.
I did say that they were all cards that you should know from playing.
They
cards.
Are like,
all
there are like,
so should we go
there
escape?
Are a lot of commander commanders that are counter spells, right? Well, not 50, but maybe like 20.
All right.
I
our
guess,
team,
okay,
Mind Goblin. How are we doing?
How about we just say counter spell? And it's just,
I mean,
the craziest clue is like, it's
that'd
a
be a trick question,
spell,
right? It could
and
be.
The card is counter spell.
You know what? Yeah. Let's just go to the. No, that's too obvious. That's too obvious. What if it's like.
Yeah, but that's where you hide it. That's the most obvious.
But I think Niotuk would know that we would meta the meta, so therefore he would meta the meta.
So you make this guess.
I'm going to need arcane denial.
Is that your final answer? Arcane denial? Is that our first guess?
Soul read Niotuk.
It is not arcane denial. It is not arcane denial, which means it goes over to Team D's Nuts, and we will give you a clue. It's a counter spell, but...
At least D's Nuts is a cool, hardcore.
It is also played in around 4.5% of eligible decks on EDH Rag, which is about the same amount as Wood Elves, to give you some context of how popular this card is. So a counter spell in 4.5-ish% of decks on EDH Rag.
So I would assume it's not literal counter spell, because that's got to be way higher.
Yeah.
Would it be way higher? No.
I would think.
Like,
wouldn't it?
For only like
counterspell. Oh, wait, actually. You guys.
I feel like counterspell would be it, actually. Because,
you think?
It's like Wood Elves, he's playing a lot of green decks, but not like all green decks because it's not like the best ramp source.
Yeah.
So maybe in all of Phil's green decks.
A little respect, huh?
I mean, it does fetch jewels, but like counterspell is a classic. Like, how if it's between five colors and then also, like, the multicolor.
But I'm pretty sure Counterspell is, like, in the top three most played blue cards on EDH Rec.
Ooh. Yeah, no looking on EDH Rec. That would be cheating.
All right, so what's... Yeah, we're not looking at anything. But, like, what's another Counterspell that's not as popular as Counterspell?
Fierce?
We could go, like... We could do
some weird ones. A weird one? I was going to say Fierce Guardianship, maybe.
No, that has to be more popular than Counterspell.
That's way
it
more
is expensive.
Oh, wait, never mind.
But it's expensive.
I'm not
it's expensive.
That's why I would assume Counterspell is probably more played than Fierce, just because Fierce is like $40 or whatever it is.
Mm.
All right. Mm.
All right.
You
team two. What are we going with?
All right.
Show us Fierce Guardianship.
It is not Fierce Guardianship. Good attempt. Okay. Good attempt. So we go back to the first team of Krim and Phil, and your clue is it has a mana value of 2. So
oh, no.
Spell, 4.5% of X, mana value of 2.
Oh. Counterspell.
You're
is,
the
okay.
Counterspell guy. I mean,
but
I think Counterspell is actually
way
most
higher than
played
4.5%
blue card. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's too much. It has mana value of 2, so it
mana value
it could
of
be
two.
Negate. What is that?
It could be. There's a lot of counter spells.
There's a lot of things.
Remand
like
unlikely.
Dovin's Veto. The thing about Dovin's Veto is there's not too many Azurius decks, or not too many decks are eligible for it. So maybe that makes it 4.5%.
That's some good logic. I like the logic.
I think you might be somewhere in the ballpark there. I kind of like the idea of Dovin's Veto, but it's got to be... Is it in a
That's
precon?
The first
it is.
Card on the sheet, though. That is it's such a deep cut.
All right. But what do we think? What do we think about our next guess?
We need a lot of hints before we can actually accurately guess these now. That makes sense.
Yeah, I might need to cruise through a few. We'll see how it goes. Yeah. But what is your next guess?
I think it is Dovin's Veto, right? Or Negate.
Let's lock in Dovin's Veto.
Okay.
Dovin's Veto?
Dovin's Veto. Dovin's Veto.
An Azorius counterspell, eh? That would be kind of a dark horse. It is not Dovin's Veto. Sorry.
What?
back to team number two. We're going to clear up another clue here. It has a clause intended to prevent abuse.
Okay, so something not
counterspell. 4.5% of X, mana value 2, and a clause to prevent abuse. What are you guys thinking? Oh, what are we thinking over there?
Okay. Wait. Isn't there like...
Wait.
Phil's face. Like Phil's got something going on in his head.
I think I know it. Yeah, I think I know it.
So it sounds like... I think there's like a... Is there a spell that like you can... the spell can't be copied? That's blue... No. Wait. Yes. It's like based on the amount of cards in the graveyard or something. Oh no, this is gonna be like a prim gimme. I don't know. Oh, these are counter spells.
I guess what counts? What counts as a clause? Because
like this spell can't be copied.
Yeah. This, okay.
Nieta gave me this one as a test to see if I could do it, and I found this to be a confusing clue as well. I was like, what? What counts as a clause that prevents abuse? Like, what does that even mean exactly, Nieta?
I don't even know counterspells. That's the thing. Is like, it's not fierce. It's not counterspells. It's not arcane denial.
Well,
all right.
I mean, you know this card, Tomer.
I mean, if it's counterspells, are there?
You all know this card. I will promise you, you all know it.
If it's just clause means it's like not... completely open-ended, like counterspell is literally counter anything, and then if clause means just literally any other text, like only counters creature spells or only counters non-creature spells,
that would not count as a clause that prevents abuse in this context. It's not like a negate only hits a non-creature spell. It's more of a clause than that. But I'm gonna need a guess relatively soon.
Do you know
nuts.
What the one was that you were talking about, Tomer?
No.
You're doomed.
I don't know.
When someone gets this, you're all going to go like, I know.
Yeah, I think I know it. I don't even need a clue here.
Well, okay, going back to your team, Phil. Phil, you were convinced you know it. Do you want me to reveal a clue?
I think we don't need a clue.
Wait, no, no, don't get too ahead of yourself. Let the clue happen first.
No, no, no.
So the only downside is
I'm
going
to talk to you about this, okay? How about the red one that got banned? Without saying the one that got banned in Pioneer and stuff?
Yeah. I see it.
We're gonna lock it in. Tibalt's trickery. It does counter, right?
Final
and it has
answer?
A clause. Tibalt's we got trickery? It, right?
Ding, ding, ding! That is the correct answer. Yeah. It was Tibalt's trickery. Sure.
But it is an abusable card.
When far
does it
have? That's literally why it got banned.
The reason why it made you mill is so that you would have to work a little bit harder on abusing it.
The clause to prevent abuse is the mill one, two, or three cards, so you can stack the top of your deck in some way. So that's what it was going for. The rest of these clues, if you can see, I'll pop them up for you here. One of its arts features a planeswalker.
It isn't blue.
It benefits from being around expensive spells. It was banned in multiple formats from Kaldheim, and it isn't blue. So,
so card number get easier
4.5%. I did not know that it was that played. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, actually kind of heavily played.
So, it is fun.
4 points for Team A, and the goal of this game is you want the least points. Every point is actually a bad
golf
thing because golf scores.
We're winning then because we have zero.
Yeah,
right?
We did it, Tomer.
They are technically winning right now, but that's about to change because we got to go to card number two.
Wait, doesn't that mean Team B gets 10 points or something? Because otherwise, we would be losing right now because we have. More points.
I would have gotten it eventually.
As the game goes, I think it'll make sense. I think it'll make sense. So let's go to our next card. Who went first? Phil and Morgan went first on the last one, right?
Phil and Krim.
Sorry. So it's Tomer and Morgan
team
first on this one
again
for card number two. Team D's nuts. I got a clue for you here. We
so
have
unfortunate.
It is on the reserve list.
Didgeridoo.
That narrows it down to 500, 600 cards, something like that. So,
just throw a dart.
And so, this is a legal card in the Commander format, right? So it's not
a card
like,
that sees some
like
amount of Commander play.
Sees some of that play.
Yep, legal in the format.
I mean,
I don't know. This
it could be
a
like
match.
An it could be like an OG duel or something.
There's so many. Just give me a guess. You just have to get super lucky to get it based off this. So.
What about Sorrow's Path, Limited All-Star?
Ooh, Sorrow's Path?
Healing Self.
Final answer?
Sure.
Ooh, right. Gilded Drake. I'll do Gilded Drake.
Oh, you're going Gilded Drake? Also, yeah. You both of those are wrong.
It's not Sorrow's Path.
You somehow got two guesses.
I got 590.
Neither one.
I was thinking about a card that's actually seeing play.
Yeah.
But like, that's like all of CDH's reserve list cards that see play, so. All
right. Mind Goblin, are you ready for your clue? We have... It's a niche card in Commander. Oh, no. Okay. Only some commanders want it. Reserve list in niche.
What the hell is that? I don't know.
I mean, at least it's not a land and not a time twister and something. It might just be didgeridoo for the meme, but that's too much.
I mean,
oh my god, maybe it is didgeridoo.
Okay, so technically, some commanders want Healing Cell. Can we go?
It's not on the reserve list.
Healing Cell is not even reserve list, is it?
Is it not?
I don't think so.
Well, no, you're right. Wait, that's bad.
That's just so.
Would you like
to say
guess a reserve
just to get
card.
The Minotaurs out?
get it out of the way.
Yeah, you know what didgeridoo works. I like
didgeridoo.
That.
Let's go.
Oh my god! If
I wish
that.
It was didgeridoo, but sadly, it is not didgeridoo.
Wonderful.
All right, back to Tomer and Morgan. Next clue is: it was last printed in paper in 2010.
Whoa. Whoa.
How was a reserve list card printed in 2010? That makes no sense.
Okay. Can it be a functional reprint of a reserve list card?
It is a literal reprint.
So it might be like like from like the Judge programmers. Oh,
yeah.
Cradle.
Yeah.
Is it Cradle? Because Cradle was one of the cards that was reprinted as a Judge promo, right?
Don't
that
help
was
him, a Judge promo.
It's a niche card.
Niche card?
I mean, it needs to be a creature deck, I guess.
2010.
Is there a shoot?
I know. Man, I know the product that it's in there. No. Oh God, this is hard.
Tell me what it is. Boy. I can help.
It came in the crappy rainbow foils. It was like a spell book type thing, and it came out in the 2010s. I don't remember which one it was. I think it was like a Mox or something.
Oh. Yeah, what is the name of that one? It's
I don't know.
Is it Mox Diamond? No.
I could go with that. I don't know.
Sure.
It's like one of those things.
Are we going?
Show
we
us
going
Mox Diamond.
It is
Dang
not
it.
Mox Diamond. And I think the product Tomer was referring to was
about.
From the vault. I think
from
yeah,
the
is
vault.
What
yes.
Tomer was trying to
it was
refer
from
to there.
From the vault. I'm pretty sure that's how we're.
Well, we'll find out.
All right, next clue, back to Krim and Phil. You want the clue, I assume?
No, just
go
clue,
for
it.
Okay. All right, we will reveal. It was one of the best cards in its standard format.
Ooh. Oh.
So busted in standard, last printed 2010, niche and commander on the reserve list.
No.
Oh my god. This is a hard one.
Felden's Cane, but I don't think that's on the reserve list.
I think that's reprinted. Yeah. 2010 reprints? I only know of the From the Vault reprints. Is it one of them? And of those, I only know
Wait,
the Cradle.
Wasn't Eternal Mass?
Oh, no, wasn't it just a...
I will clarify. For a short period of time, there was the foil loophole to the reserve list that allowed Wizards, in a weird way, to reprint reserve list cards, but only in foil, and then they ended up closing that. So that would be a way that could explain how a reserve list card could have been printed in 2010.
Mm-hmm. Man, what is neat? Why are these cards so hard? I thought you would do like, a lot of it or something.
All right, do we have a guess?
Here's what we're going to do, all right? We're just going to name.
Just name Lotus. Anything.
Lotus Petal. That's not on the reserve list, right?
That is not on the reserve list. Yes.
Phil, you got to pick one. I don't remember what's on the reserve list.
I don't even know what's on there. Twister, just to get it. What?
Volrath Stronghold.
Volrath Stronghold. Are we going with that?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
It is not Volrath Stronghold.
Wow.
That was a good attempt. On to our next clue.
Come on.
We have, it affects all players symmetrically. Though not equally. So symmetrical, but not equal.
Whew. Bro, like, I know it has to be, like, From the Vault.
Yeah. From the Vault was, like,
was there even a From the Vault in 2010?
I don't know.
That sounds about
I remember them being a long time
16
ago.
16 years
maybe.
Ago.
Okay. What about Morgan, mm-hmm. Stax card. I think this has to be a Stax card. Is Stasis on the reserve list? Do you know?
I think so.
Reserve list? No,
that actually
no, it
isn't.
Wouldn't be that. I think it's like a.
That's not
it
a
has
bad
to be
guess.
Like an artifact. I think it's an artifact.
Stasis sounds like the best guess. I mean, that would It was good in its standard error, right? Wasn't it on one of the bracket videos
recently?
I'm pretty
sure it never got a foil.
Maybe not.
It has to be like an artifact.
I'm going to need a guess. I'm going to need a guess, team. What are we thinking?
I think, wait, is it Wasteland?
Ooh, Wasteland.
Is Wasteland reserve list?
Is that your guess?
That can't. Honest? I don't think that's on the reserve list.
I'm not.
I'm pretty sure I have like a Fallout one.
That would be an argument against reserve list.
I don't know, man.
All right.
You can always pass.
That's allowed.
Stasis.
We should, final answer?
Sure.
It is not okay. Stasis. All right, back to you.
Back
to Zatard. One of the commanders that plays at most is Turgrid.
Oh, gross.
Turgrid.
Is it?
Yeah.
Might like this card. Symmetrical, but not equal. Good in standard 2010 reserve list niche.
Is it not Winter Orb, Phil?
Is Winter Orb reserve list?
I thought it... No.
That is the hard part of this question, is no one actually knows what's on the reserve list. That makes it so much harder.
Is there like a Pox effect that is on the reserve list? Because that would fit
the
everybody.
No, wait.
No. That was in 4th edition or something. And then, yeah, I think so. This got sacrifice. I don't know. Say something. You do evil stuff like this. It's an edict. Probably.
Do we have a guess? What's a reserve list card Turgrid might play that's symmetrical?
I don't know. I'm gonna just default answer to some random stacks piece of me. Wait, what about no, that was reprinted recently.
No,
my
twist isn't.
Oh my god. You know what?
Say something. I don't know. We need another clue at least.
Phil,
three,
Mind Twister.
Two, Mind Twist.
Sure, yeah.
It is not. It is
not.
Show the guys. It's colorless.
Yeah, it's Memory Jar. It's Memory Jar.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
Memory Jar.
I know magic cards.
Well,
Memory Jar.
Wow.
Wow.
That was the second card on this.
You exile your hand, and then you get a new hand, and then everybody discards those cards in a turn.
So Turgrid puts them into play.
Yeah, I guess all the hands make sense. So that means I'm not as evil of a commander player as you would all assume I am, because I have no idea.
You have a Turgrid deck?
I don't even have a Turgrid deck.
So I think we do need to assign points to the team that doesn't.
The default's
10 points, and then you get less points. Yeah, so
yeah,
when
that
get a
probably
full
makes
10
the
hand,
most
you get a
yeah.
7.
Okay, 7. 1, 2, 3. You got 7. 7 guesses on that one. So a little slower than the first one, but that, I will say, is a hard
one.
Let's move on. Let's move on to the next card. Maybe this one will be a little easier.
What is the scoring again?
I don't know why we added 10.
The least points win.
You want the
least points.
Points to 17.
I guess you get 10 no matter what, and if you don't get it, and then
so we're golf.
Because Mario Party if we don't have a
kind of golf.
If you have the most stars at the end, you win.
All right, card 3. We're back to the start of the order. The first team is up again. Are you ready for your
all right hole in
are
one?
Are you
now.
Ready to goblin up some clues? Can we get a hole in one? That would be impressive. Clue number one. It is a double face card.
I got it.
Yes,
Huntmaster of the Fells.
Huntmaster of the Fells.
Sure,
it is not Huntmaster of the Fells. Sure. Number two, we have it can transform the turn it enters for no extra mana in some cases.
I think I know what it is.
I mean, there's a bunch.
There's a lot of double faces
these days. Huntmaster of the Fells.
This time is correct.
I would go for like Sorin of House Markov. There was like an entire cycle of those that are just like they see someone out to play in Commander.
Yeah, the whole flip into from Modern Horizons
they,
3.
Yeah, they flip themselves pretty easily. I don't know. What do you want to do, Morgan?
That's a good guess. Do you know if Sorin's the most played one? I think maybe Tamiyo is more played, so maybe that would be the one but I don't know if that's true.
I think Sorin would be played more in life gain decks.
Okay.
But.
I don't know if there's one that's more played.
So, Soren House Markov, are we going to lock that in? Soren House Markov is not correct, sadly.
Before we get the next reasoning, though.
That was some good reasoning. Yes, Phil.
Krim, do you have a hunch? Because I feel like this one might
I think it's...
Is it colorless?
I'm thinking red.
Oh, I'm thinking.
You're not in agreement. You're not in agreement. Well, okay. would you like your next clue, since you're not in agreement on the color?
I guess we get a clue then, yeah.
All right, let's get the clue. Next clue is, it is an avatar creature on both of its faces. Front side and back side, apparently avatars.
Well, double face. That's not the equipment.
It may not be the equipment.
No, you can still make that your guess.
It's definitely not Sean.
It's got to be a bait, right? It's not the four-mana avatar flip commander. And then it could technically flip if you haven't and whatever.
Well, I guess it technically doesn't have a mana cost, does it? Huh?
Yeah.
And then there's the Bant Aang, right? The Bant Aang and the four color Aang could both be it, but then there's gotta be bait with the avatar. I think it's too obvious.
What other avatars exist, right? Because like,
you played the avatar deck, right?
Oh yeah, Krim has
it's an avatar creature
deck.
On both. Yeah, of its
I'm
faces.
Like thinking through my avatar deck and like,
if not, we're gonna say Bant.
I can only think of Bant. But also,
let's lock it in.
Okay, but what do we have to know the name of it, right?
If you get close enough that I know what card you're talking about.
There's no changeling, though, right? This is not the ultimate.
There's like a changeling.
There's no double face.
I don't
think
we have a double face changeling, so I think you're safe. Although that would be crazy. So you're gonna go with which Aang, Bant or four color Aang?
That'd be evil.
Bant.
The Bant Aang at the crossroads. Then Aang at the crossroads. That is not the correct answer.
It's gotta be four color, right?
Well, you want the next clue? Technically, five color
because of the backside. But
yeah,
that would be my guess. Yeah, that would
be my guess. Let's look at the clue first.
Here it comes. Please. It is often compared to a classic commander card. So it's like a blank.
Okay, I'm glad we didn't lock in our guess.
Yeah, what the
heck? Oh my god.
It's a double-faced card. It's an avatar on both sides, and it's often compared to another commander card.
A classic commander card.
Is it a... I'm trying to think of what... Oh, no.
Double-faced.
How is this so
transforms.
Hot?
It's harder than you would
classic
think.
Classic commander card, and it's an avatar.
I was trying to think of, because I think that there's like a Neon Dynasty saga creature that flips, but like there's no way to get it on the same turn, and that's one of the clues. And I'm like, what could it possibly be? And this is hard. Niantic's trying to mess
know
with us
other
hardcore.
Double face cards that are avatars other than Aang.
I don't know.
Dude,
and I think that might be bait. Is the front
side? I don't know anything. You have a better call.
Do we have a guess?
I'm blank.
Just show me.
It'll be five
avatar Aang. No. It is
we're
not.
Doomed.
Okay. Five color.
We're doomed.
I thought it was Fist of Suns or something on the backside.
This might be the one.
I have no idea what's
going on. Okay, let's go.
It's mono black. It's mono black.
It's mono black.
So a double-faced card. It can transform the turn it enters for no extra mana. Avatar on both sides, often compared to a classic commander card, and mono black.
Is it? No.
In my head, I'm like, technically Turgrid is...
That's so awful.
The sword thing isn't an avatar.
That's a god, right? Turgrid's a god. God.
Yeah, God of Fright or something. It's kind of.
Oh my God. I don't want to give extra hints, but I'm going to say this for both teams. I feel like the avatar clue is throwing all y'all off. Like, I feel like you're focusing way too much on the creature type part, and that's probably sending you down wrong paths.
Is it a name avatar?
No, the clue is correct. I just don't think you're going to think of the creature type at all. Like, I think it's a clue that's going to make you think of the wrong things, I think. So I wouldn't focus too much on it being an avatar. I think it's going to make it harder.
It's double-faced.
That just wiped my entire mind. I don't know. It's something black that...
I mean, all okay. Right. Hold on, though. But it's saying it's mono black. Is that on both sides?
Color identity mono black. Yep. It is legal as a mono black card.
I mean, that's it's not Evan Blade. Because that's a demon.
We need a guess. We need a guess.
Oh, it's a demon, yeah.
Anything?
I don't know. I hope you're the one who played the whole Avatar deck.
Yeah, but I played the bad one. Oh, you know what? Okay, I will say, or not that.
Oh, no.
I think we just have to pass.
I didn't even say Turgid. Like,
just Turgid. It's black so and double phase, up. But that is not correct.
That was a good try.
All right, maybe this is the clue.
I have no idea. We need this clue, right?
Let's see what this says. One of its versions uses different parts of the same illustration on the front and back of the card. That sounds like something only Niantic would know.
Is that a clue?
Ignore
the Avatar part. Do you know any card that is black and transforms on the turn without mana?
No.
Do you know double lands creatures?
No, because every time I think of double face cards, my brain just goes to MDFCs, and obviously
those don't flip.
Yeah, I'm
thinking the Bogger Trawler.
Yeah, that was going to be my guess, and obviously that's not it. So,
it is very Avatar difficult. On both sides.
And this is a card that we should know, right? Like, we're going to hear the answer.
Yeah. You're
going to
be like, oh.
Be like, of course, it's that, and it transforms.
I'm going to...
Obviously...
I might pull host rank here and make up some of my own clues after this one, because I feel like this is way harder than it should be. Do we have a guess?
No.
Okay.
No. Bogart Trawler.
Does
it transform?
Not correct.
No!
Okay.
I have no idea.
Here's the next clue. I'm making this one up off the top of my head because I think it's gonna help. Whenever someone says the card name on Commander Clash, someone follows it up by saying it again with a silly voice.
Oh, my God. Okay, no! We know what it is. I know what it is.
That's a much
better
turn.
It's our turn, right?
It's Sephiroth. It's Sephiroth and all.
Sephiroth, that's a soldier. Yes. I didn't know, but apparently it's an Avatar on both sides.
It was a crazy clue, though.
Same illustration?
Should we just say even Stevens? I think for fairness. We say even Stevens on the point. Well, yeah, I think everybody would have guessed it.
We'll give you both. We'll give you both. We'll give you both 10.
We'll count it even.
Show me the other clues,
one-winged angel. They call him the one-winged angel. It's like, all right, fine.
The rest of the clues, in case you were curious. At the time of this writing, the regular version is the top 5 most expensive regular cards in its set. It does something usually reserved for planeswalkers. It can sacrifice creatures.
Nope.
I don't know if you guys were going to get there.
I know that it is an emblem.
Crazy.
And then,
Sephiroth.
Sephiroth.
Yeah, all the clues make sense.
They know.
That was a good hint.
That was good.
All right. These are hard.
So,
crazy.
So I'm not pulling any punches on this.
I will warn you going into it. This one makes me nervous.
Love to hear
to the point where I think we might just skip card number 4 and go to a different one. You guys want to try it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I believe in us.
I don't believe in you, but if y'all believe in yourselves, that's what really matters.
We're going to guess it in the first try.
Who's first this round? I don't even remember. Who
it's
is
off
it?
Consumption.
Morgan. These nuts.
So these nuts.
These nuts. All right. These nuts. A clue for these nuts we have. It's a white card.
Source of Plowshare.
No.
Okay. All right. Our turn.
Next clue.
Over to
Mind Goblin. It was debated between A and B tier on a tier list on a podcast from MTG Goldfish. So we're going back and forth. Is it A? Is it B?
Easy.
No
Easy.
One knows. And it's a white card.
Didn't we debate about...
We've debated a lot of cards.
Trouble in Pairs?
Oh, probably.
I guess. I guess A and B tier is
very different because I feel like it was S or like something like that.
Yeah, true,
right?
true. Good point. So how about... No, Farewell would have been, yeah. No.
Farewell might have, yeah.
We did a board wipe tier list, right?
Yeah.
We've done several tier lists. I don't even know what tier list this one's from, honestly.
That's,
oh, you
right.
don't? So it's not the... Okay. What?
Great.
Then, I don't
Might
know,
not be
Moonshaker
recent,
Cavalry? But it's gotta be A.
Moonshaker?
It's gotta
you
be
want Moonshaker?
A, we can just
Moonshaker Cavalry.
It is not Moonshaker Cavalry, but that's okay, because there's more clues. We got another one, and this one is... It has a taxing effect that punishes non-creature spells.
I know it.
Oh.
Thalia. It's Thalia, Tony.
I think it's Charitable Levy.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Oh, wow.
Because
your,
it punishes non-creature spells.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the enchantment thing from, like, Modern
Horizons
3?
It's the Ram podcast.
Yeah.
I think so.
That's a good guess.
Final answer?
It's either that or Esper Sentinel,
that's
right, for card draw.
Ooh.
How is Esper
there's
Sentinel?
No way we would put it
I
as
guess
a
somebody
B.
Was down on this.
I think it's Charitable Levy. I think it's
yeah.
Charitable
let's do
Levy.
Charitable Levy.
Final answer, Charitable Levy. That is correct. Three guesses. Is that easy, is that what easy. You were thinking too, Phil? I thought heard you say you
yeah,
thought
yeah,
you
yeah.
had it. I thought this was going to be the hardest
it could have
one.
Been
I haven't thought
Sentinel,
about that
but there's
card
no way.
In
I think we all picked the S on that one.
Not me.
So.
Yep.
I think that's a B.
It can ramp. Yeah,
you
yeah.
Think
that's,
it's a D.
It's
you think
a B.
Esper Sentinel?
It's so
a B.
Mid. It's so mid. Okay. I put it in Dex. It's
yeah.
Mid.
Yeah. I don't even put it in Dex anymore.
You guys are getting better at this game. That was only three clues. That was actually very impressive. I thought that was going to be one.
I think we're 1 point apart from each other, right? 3 and then 4. Oh no, actually no. Wait.
Technically, so, we should be
30,
ahead,
no,
but you
4 points.
Gave them 10
we
points,
four
Bill. We got it right. We should have taken the free points.
No.
Yeah, but
we
Seth had
take...
to intervene and give you a freebie at the end there. No.
We don't
all
take
right,
the
here's
brownie
scoreboard.
Points.
That's all I'm saying. All
right, time to gobble
that's
up
like
this
it's
next
a rough
question.
Intervening
yeah, I guess they
and
are.
Being
oh,
like, yeah, know what?
They didn't
don't
call
worry
the
about
last
it.
Foul in the last minute. I'm sorry, dude. Hey.
It's always the ref's fault. All right, let's go on to our next card. And clue number
one. Right here.
Clue number one. Here we go. Yeah, hole in one. Here it comes.
Call it.
We're
right
going
here.
To reveal. It's a one-drop creature.
Oh, that's so easy, dude.
True.
One-drop Bill, you think of what I'm thinking?
True.
It's red.
I don't know, but.
It's red.
Red? It's
Jackal
the Ragamon?
No.
Jackalpup.
Jackalpup.
Why wouldn't it be?
Sweet.
Oh, because it's be played in Commandery.
It could be, but yeah, that's not very Commandery. But,
oh,
yeah.
Wait.
Maybe
not
he's going
right.
even it's so denied, delighted half. Oh,
death
ray.
Death
ray. I'd
there's
say.
So many.
Yeah,
there's a lot
so
of one drop creatures.
Yeah.
If it's too
would,
easy, then I think it wouldn't be here. So I think it's got to be.
Yeah, I'd say delighted halfling.
Okay. Sure.
Good with delighted halfling?
Yeah.
That is. Not correct. No hole in one this time. Good guess, though. Good guess. Next up, we have another clue. You rarely want to play it on turn one.
Oh,
it's a one
man.
Drop, but you rarely want to play it on turn one. Jackalpup.
Yeah.
Jackalpup. Justice for Jackalpup.
Any ideas of a one drop creature that you rarely want to play on turn one?
So it's
I mean, you could, but I mean, you rarely want to.
Shrieking.
Does that mean it's probably. Not a mana dork?
Yeah, I think it's
I
probably like
you'd
our removal
play
spell.
Mana dork on
I would probably go for Haywire Might. You know, you really want to play that on turn one because you don't want
yeah, because it might just get swept up in the sweep or something. You want to hold on to it till there's something to remove, maybe.
Yeah. I think you want to hold up an extra mana so you can pop it on the same
sure.
turn.
That kind of makes sense. Yeah, we can go with that. I yeah, sure.
Haywire Might. It is not
I know
Haywire
what it
Might.
Is,
whoa.
Yeah,
he knows. He thinks he knows.
Just guess.
What?
Go for it.
He
we need
knows.
The points.
Phyrexian Dreadnought.
Oh, great guess, but that is incorrect.
No way.
Incorrect.
Wait, he didn't even want to see the clue?
No. He didn't want to lose that point. He didn't want to lose that point. It's so that means it goes right back over to Team Tomer and Team Morgan. You guys want the clue, right? Clue number three?
Of course.
All right, clue number three.
Unless it's Death Shadow, yeah.
He's nuts.
It was first printed in Prophecy. So a long time ago. One drop creature
Morgan
you don't want to play
born.
Turn one from Prophecy. Yes, Morgan
probably
was not even
was
a
prophecy
person
from?
Yet. God, 2002 maybe? 2000, somewhere
born.
Around there?
Get out
okay,
of here.
Okay, do you know your Prophecy creatures, Tomer or Morgan?
No.
Prophecy one drops.
I know, like, two cards from Prophecy off the top of my head.
Oh, okay. I'm actually thinking. It's the one
well,
that redirects, right? Core something, or Invec. It's like an Invec or is it Oracle in Vec? Something like that. It's like, it's for a combo. It like redirects for like Cephalid Breakfast.
I know what card you mean. Oh. Is that the card you would like to guess?
I don't know.
Sure. It is not. It is not all Nomad's right. Encore or whatever. Oh whatever.
I think maybe that's Nomad's Tempest. Encore. Maybe that was a little wow. bit too.
I have no idea what card you were talking about.
We're getting closer. We're getting closer.
It's like a redirect
so,
effect.
So Crimin Phil, do you want the clue this time?
Yes.
I think we should. Take
the clue. You're gonna take
it's
the clue.
The oh, set symbol with it's the crystal on it, right?
It's the crystals and yeah. It's
got a functionally identical version of this card exists, but in another color.
Yeah. So it's not going to be a mana dog, which you would always want to play on turn one.
Prophecy.
Unless maybe
one
prophecy.
Mana, but you don't want to play it on one.
Yeah, why? See, I was gonna.
And there's a version of the card in another color.
Wow, with these it's so hot.
This is a card that you will all know. You will all know it once.
It is a real card that is played in Commander. Right.
I'll have a guess on our turn, Tomer. I'll have a guess on our turn, maybe.
Okay, that's good, because
I'll have a question. I'll have a question before I give the answer, but I think I might have an idea.
I thought it might be...
No, wait, that was Scourge.
I have no idea.
He's crazy. I thought it might be like Mockingbird or something, and he's just baiting us with the one drop, and you...
That would have been a good... That would have been crazy, but no, that was way after Prophecy.
Oh, actually, wait.
Just say something. I'm blanking.
We're gonna need a guess.
Want to play it on turn one because it's not good.
Let's
the
go.
Functional reprint is what shocked is like throwing me off, and I can only think of
just say
Spore
something.
Frog.
Yeah, sure.
Spore Frog. Ding ding ding! That
what?
Is the correct answer.
Spore Frog.
There's another Spore Frog.
Wait,
there's Kami of the False Hope.
Yeah,
Kami
of the False Hope.
That's what I was. I was gonna ask if Spore Frog was. I was gonna ask if Spore Frog was from Prophecy.
No! I
did not know Spore Frog.
Everything I do is calculated, called shot, baby. I knew that.
Wow, that was impressive. Impressive.
Well, I'm just thinking of one drops that you would kind of play in Commander in Prophecy, right? And that I can only think of like one card.
I couldn't remember if it was from Prophecy or not.
But that means there's an old board of foil Spore Frog that's got to be.
That's gotta be super
and expensive.
I want to know what that is.
The rest of the clues. One of the main mover of creature type, valuable recursion target. Its universes beyond version was named Gromp.
Okay.
Man.
Yeah.
I totally would have got it if it got down.
I don't think I would.
I think Gromp in one of my decks.
Maybe, because I know the Bloomburrow creature types, but
This is a good one. We're getting to the good ones. We gotta get through a few more rounds here. So, are we ready for the next round? Clue number one. Clue number one. We have. It's part of a cycle.
Great, love to see it.
That's gonna narrow it way down for you. Do you know your cycles? What cards come in cycles?
Ooh, maybe it's a pun because it's a cycle and the cycle. So, Trium is good, but I think. I would go with like a Gem Palm Incinerator.
Ooh.
Because it's a cycle of cycling cards
that
are in Commander.
But then there's also,
how
do you figure out which one? I guess, you know what? Yeah, whatever.
You just go for one, and I feel like Gem Palm Incinerator, Gobbos.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Gem Palm Incinerator? I love the logic there, but no, it is. I wish that was the answer because I really like
cycle
the double cycling
cycle.
Thing. But yeah. All right, next we have. It was in zero Commander Clash decks in the most recent completed season at the time of recording season 19. So
great.
No one played this. So
it's a card you're not very familiar with.
Well,
I'm
so,
a tough.
Okay.
Whoa.
So.
No, that got played at least once, maybe twice.
Yeah, that got played at least
once.
It was in the Avatar deck, obviously.
It's got to be in the Avatar deck, actually, yeah.
I think it was in the Chainer deck, pre-modern.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you have a guess? From a cycle did not show up on the latest season of Commander Clash, even though people played in Commander.
Lightning Bolt.
Ooh, that is from a cycle. And it showed in zero decks. Do you have a better idea, Chris? Do you have a better idea?
Can you say something?
Okay. Zero of the Commander Clash decks. It's part of a cycle.
From season 19, yeah.
I don't think that's a great
okay.
name.
Cavalier of Thorns.
Was it?
Go back and watch the season. See what we didn't play. Yeah. I'll meet you in 24 hours.
It's one of those 10,000
cards.
Now,
is it yeah. not played because it's banned? Or like house banned?
Nah, he would put foot.
No.
Also, we okay. didn't ban any.
See, that's what I was thinking, is like, that could be a really good hint if it was house banned in part of his cycle.
It was okay. not house
banned. That would be sneaky.
All right, then.
Maybe
I guess
one of
I'll
the wills.
Do you have an idea that you could guess, Phil, or no?
I guess one of the wills would be a very commander thing to say. Maybe will.
One of the dragons, the white will.
The white will.
From
the
Dragons of Tarkir.
Will of the Mardu.
The Will of the Mardu from... Hey, that is a cycle.
Recently got this from my
That's a good card. That's a good card.
Oh, no,
but
no.
That is
will
not,
of the Sultai. Will of the Sultai.
I will say that it is not a will. We'll just cross that whole cycle
all
off
right,
the
cool.
list.
Okay.
Not Sultai, not Mardu, not any of them. Don't guess any more wills. So a little extra help there. Next hint we have. It's a mana rock.
And it's part of a cycle.
Mana Rock cycle, zero play in the last season of Commander Clash. How many cycles of Mana Rocks can there even be?
So there's the Talisman. Those probably got played. The Signets, those got played. What other cycles of Mana Rocks?
There's a 3-mana Mana Rocks, which are like the...
The Clue Stones, maybe? Is that what they're called?
Yeah, but do
the
people
clue stones,
play
those,
clue
that is a cycle.
Surely
I don't
no
know if I've ever
those.
Seen anyone play them, but that is a cycle.
Yeah, I don't think
budget
it's
budget like 15 years ago.
Oh, I think I know.
Oh.
Oh, this would be very clever and very meta. But I know Hedron Archive is part of a cycle with like Mindstone and Dreamstone Hedron.
You're
so
right.
So I would.
You're right.
I would say that would be like a very interesting nod to Commander Clash of a Hedron Archive. No?
That would be a very interesting nod to Commander Clash.
All right. Morgan, do you want to do something
do we
else?
Do we have a guess?
Oh, no. I was going to say Charcoal Diamond, but I think that's the one card in the cycle that actually probably did get played this season because it was
play.
Probably in the
Chainer
deck.
Yeah, I played it in Chainer.
Yeah. What are the other ones called? Sky Diamond? Is that one
There's
of them?
A green one that doesn't see play in Commander, though.
What's the green one? Emerald?
I don't
is it an
know.
Emerald?
I don't think it ever saw play even in the before times.
It has to be played that we didn't play with.
If we just say that one, the Taft Mana Rock from that cycle that taps for green, can we?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's Emerald. I think it's Emerald Diamond or Moss Diamond. It might be Moss Diamond, actually,
like
but it is not the green diamond. That is a good attempt, though. We're getting closer, I think. I hope. Hint number 4. It was printed in Commander Precons. It was printed in new Commander Precons in 2011, 2013, and 2025. So
even
three times has been committed, reprinted in Commander Precons. A mana rock, part of a cycle.
Maybe it's just a talisman, and we just, that's just because we.
We play with.
So
I
off.
Play with talismans, though.
Well, you also have to remember you're looking for a specific card, not the cycle. So just because one talisman got played doesn't necessarily mean everyone.
Yeah.
Got played.
So maybe Talisman of Conviction or something, and we randomly just didn't put it into any decks because nowadays you can play so many things before it. I'd say Talisman of Conviction would be my.
But that's the red white one, right?
Oh, hey, honestly, I don't know. One of those.
Why don't you
I know
name
it's not
the color pair.
Yeah, the color the color pair is close enough. You don't got to know the name. If you tell me the red, white, whatever, that's fine.
I assume
but
the,
I know,
the
I felt like red, I played the
one
red,
got
white
played.
One.
Well, if you played it in the last season, then it's probably not that one.
I wasn't on this season, so.
All right. Do we have a guess at what this Mana Rock could be?
In a pre-comfortable.
I know we all play Arcane Signet. There's no world where we aren't playing that one.
It's is that even part of a cycle?
Oh, you know what?
Just say it.
You just said it. You just no. Seth just confirmed it by saying it's not a part of the cycle.
I just say the white black talisman.
White black talisman. No, but that was heading in the right direction. It was a mana rock. I'll give you some points for that.
Okay.
It has white in its color identity.
Oh.
Mana rock.
I think it's the
white in its color
talisman,
identity.
Morgan.
The green white talisman.
I think it's the green white talisman.
That's a good guess. I know it's not the white blue one based on because, the other so hints that we have here.
It can't be white red because that wouldn't have been around in 2011.
Yep.
Oh.
But the green white one was in the original Mirrodin, so it could have been. And also, most people don't run the green ones because you run like Rampage. Because
you have the
look
the
at Tomer with the logic. He's breaking it down.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
I think it's green white talisman.
Are you going green white talisman?
Yeah.
No,
I knew. I was thinking it wasn't the other talisman. We should probably get.
Well, yeah, let them fail.
I was thinking I was going to get one
based on the reprint years. Based on the reprint years, I was kind of ruling them off.
Back to filling Krim. Our next clue: it is the least played card in its cycle on EDH rack by raw numbers and by percentage. So it is the worst of the cycle.
Oh.
Or least played.
It was reprinted in
2011, 2013,
2025. It's the least.
Least played in its cycle, white in the color identity, a mana rock.
When did
and
Ikoria
we didn't play it this season.
Out?
Ikoria. Ah. Pretty sure it was after 2011.
Nah, poop. Yeah. Right. Yeah, oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah.
I think the Azorius one is probably too.
I don't
popular,
think it's a talisman,
like,
right?
Yeah, because all the talisman, the green one would be.
Yeah, no one plays green. Blue white people play. I myself already know I've used the Azorius talisman. And so, like, the only option would have been the green white one, and it wasn't that. So.
So it's Celestia Signet. So is that the least played Signet? Behind.
I guess.
Behind Simic, even?
Wait,
I'd say Celestia's.
The mana rocks have white in its identity.
Oh, does it say
like talent? It has white in its color identity.
In its color identity. Oh, yeah, God.
Yeah. Wait, don't mana rocks have
a mana
symbol
on that? They do, right?
I'd say we say Celestia Signet.
We going with Celestia Signet? Is that our guess?
I really don't think it's a Signet, though.
I don't know. We gotta. It's in.
You gotta guess something. You gotta guess something. Do we have an answer?
War, just you know what? Hedron Archive. I'm gonna just take it from them.
It's a snake.
Come on. There's all no right, way. Wait. We know for a fact it's not that. Oh, but it wasn't in 2011. That's right.
Okay,
we
gotta get.
What about War Power Stone?
We need an answer.
It's not right. Oh, frick.
we're saying there's Celestia Signet.
Sure.
I don't know.
Celestia Signet. Ding, ding, ding. That was the
answer.
Yeah, that was the one.
It wasn't Talisman.
That was the one.
Man.
Ah. Oh, I almost seared us over. Okay, all right.
I was waiting to see if Krim was going to derail it.
The color.
Oh, God.
We but almost, no one plays.
Brutal.
Hedron Archive.
Celestia Signet.
Hedron Archive.
The rest of the clues. It has an activated ability that costs mana to activate. At least one extra card calling back to this card cycle was printed in 2019.
What?
That must be Arcane Signet, I think is what he was trying to go with. And it's legal in Pauper. Whew. Yeah. All right. We have a close game here.
Is it?
I think. No. Is it? Let me, a very close
game. I don't think it's very close.
We have to get like two W's 30. Back to back now.
Well, no, but you guys got that one white.
Wait, this is close, though.
Isn't this
in like
close?
Three tries.
6, 9, 16, 16 for team B. 6, 6. Wait, actually, 16, 20, 30, 46 for team B. And then up here we have 10, 20, 30, 40, 48. So two points difference.
Oh, that is close.
So we're still trying to catch up.
So we are going to do two more rounds. So we end with an even number. Everyone will have the same. So we're going to do card 7 and cards 8. And then that's going to be the final round. So it's all going to come down to this. Are we ready for our last two rounds of what magic?
Yes.
What's that magic card? Okay.
Hole in one. What's that's
hole in? We got to get one hole in one. First hint we have. It's a 1/1.
Nice.
It's a 1/1. Good luck getting the hole in one on that clue.
It's our turn, right?
Mm-hmm. It is
yeah.
Your turn, yes.
Should we just go Lana with F and hope he's...
Sure, yeah.
That's a 1/1.
Get the L's out of
but F. But it is not the answer, no. It is not Lana, we're elves. Clue number two, going over to Tomer, and we have, it is generally considered a finisher, a 1-1 that's a finisher. What card could that ever be?
Tomer, what is the mirror entity? Is that a 1-1?
It is. We could say mirror entity. I think that one sees a lot of playing commander too.
Into the blue, if that's true. Yeah, I like it. That's crazy.
Mirror entity. I like that's it. Our guess.
Mirror entity. Ding, ding, ding. That is the correct answer. It is correct.
Well,
not a hole in one, but that is a hole in two.
It had to be an answer. It's
How in the world is a 1-1 that's a finisher, and you didn't even need all of these?
It's my finisher in my weenies deck.
Never been upshifted, downshifted, three mana, wide board.
I was like, my brain was going to Sarah Senna, but like, that's not a finisher. Yeah. That's just a good beater.
Yeah.
Wow.
That clinch.
Wow, that's insane.
Right,
wait, so
one round.
Are you guys team A or team B?
We're team B.
Right?
The last hit was offense. It's a Lurgoyf.
You inverted the score last round, Seth.
Oh, did I?
What?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
Oh, all right. 6, 10. Yes. There we go.
Oh, that means did we miscalculate them?
So
after that,
we're 10, 20, 30, 40, 54. So this, you guys are at 54 currently. And 10, 20, 30, 40, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52 after that round.
Oh, wow. This is close.
Okay. So it's super close.
Down to 2 points.
You gotta beat him by 2 points. You gotta
it's
do.
It's kind of easy as long as we win, Krim. We got a shot
it's
here.
It's easy as long as you
long
win.
As we win.
It's basically whoever wins this round wins it. That's it.
This is basically it. Whoever wins this round, unless there's a hole in round one, is gonna take home the entire game of What's That Magic Card. Are you ready for our last clue?
The first is the worst. It's just like there are a thousand. The second one though, it gets interesting. We'll see.
All right, it's their turn to get the first one.
Oh, yeah, we go first this time.
Here we go.
Let's go.
First clue, you guys are up first, and it is. It's a land with a subtype.
Huh?
Oh. Oh, yeah.
I think it's Talongate of Madara.
Please don't be this.
Because it's a gate.
Sure. Yeah.
Is that the final answer?
Right? Yeah.
It's a sick one.
Are you sure?
Sure.
That is correct.
What?
I would have guessed this too.
How?
Talking about good lands.
That's crazy.
That is the win.
Tomer was in there at the end. We got there.
How is that?
I don't know how you guys got so much better as the game went along. The rest of the hints for Talongate, which Tomer nailed, we have, you generally want to play it on the early turns. It plays well with bounce lands. One of its abilities targets. It can help or hinder an opponent. It has a 4-mana activated ability. It uses an old keyword brought back in 2017. It was in the top 10 most played cards in Commander Clash in Season 18, including basic lands, and it's a
it's
gate.
It's a gate.
It's a gate. It's a gate. If you haven't got it yet, it's a gate. And
My God.
Is What's That Magic Card.
Wow.
I don't know what to think of that.
Wow.
Yeah, the
it was very close
to
the
be
last
honest,
round.
Until those last two rounds.
Yeah. Hail Mary.
I would have guessed this as well, because I love the card.
I imagine that would have been the first place you would have went. Yeah, I could see as soon as it's a land with a subtype, I could see Phil's brain was like,
Yeah, it's like
that
card
I delegate.
That is a land that we play a lot.
That is our first edition of What's That Magic Card. Let us know what you think of the game show. Let us know how you did with the clues. We're doing better than us. I know some of them we kind of nailed. Some of them we kind
of
clouded along to get there eventually. So how did you do? What do you think of the game show? Let us know in the comments, and we'll be back next week to talk some more Commander. So until then, have an amazing week, everyone. And this is a crew signing out.